this one, I like this one.
Yeah, that's a good one. So Judy, have you heard this from Susan?
I haven't, I didn't call.
I didn't want to just.
I just thought she should rest, yeah. She would call if she were well enough, and the last time I called, she was in bed, and I just talked to Pat. I thought maybe, you know, I didn't want to call, I was just calling for a ride, but I'd wait till tomorrow and I'll call her.
Yeah.
Wish her well. Have you heard from your mom?
Not since then, no, so, yeah. Probably a similar process, although we weren't in contact with each other.
Are you going to that thing tomorrow night? Is it the Mears thing that's happening at?
Oh, dances. I'm gonna call it.
So. I missed it last year because I went to Pierce party and was gonna go there, and then I decided it was too much of a transition.
Yeah. I'll do that.
I just had so many people talk about how wonderful it was.
Oh, it was last year. Yeah, it's nice when it's the solstice. So are you thinking of going tomorrow?
Yeah.
That would be good. Maybe have Isaac
go? Isaac would be good. What are you doing? And I said, this is what I'm doing. This is kind
of it would be a good experience for him. Yeah, it would be. He'd appreciate it. He'd really appreciate it. It's so well.
Especially if he gets a little awkward about anything that involves the body. Yeah. Dance.
But he's not really dancing.
I said, it's so simple. It's just about connecting energies with people.
And he'd be very comfortable with the mirror, I think.
Yeah,
I think that energy would be very, very welcome. Amir was sick too. That's actually what the
really?
You know, yeah, he was in bed for a few days. So. Retreat.
Also, I kept having a sense that I really needed to do that a lot while, but somehow I'm still hanging out there.
We didn't give you a chance to
ask. Anyway, I had signed up for that hot yoga at Bikram Yoga, which was, I've never hated anything so much in all my life. I was determined to do it. Today's the last day that I'm so available, so I don't have to do anything. But somehow I think it, somehow being in heat, maybe it was like having a fever and you can't.
Okay.
Yes.
I agree. You know, the holiday and the traffic and all that would be just this. So, any question? No. So nobody has a question means everybody knows what we're talking about.
We're just not going to confuse things with a question.
We are talking about beyond the logic. We are trying to teach you the necessity of putting aside the logical mind of you when you are thinking about this path, enlightenment and all that. What? Do you remember we started with this? We said you fell in love with this handmaiden, and when it comes to exception, it doesn't understand. Then again and again and again we talked about it, and we have to talk about it even now. Why? Do you remember that you are two, one animal, one human? the animal is alive. Is it supposed to die? No, it's here. And the animal is thinking. How? The animals, we don't know how they think. Personally, I believe they don't think. They just know what to do. Does a fly think about, what is this? Why did I was born alone and there is no other flies around? I was down there, I came up, now what should I do? No, this is an egg put in a hole somewhere. It grows, it eats, it grows, it becomes an insect, it comes out. What does that insect do? Exactly what other insects does. There is no other choices. None of them revolt, none of them will suicide because it's dictated. So they don't think really. What we call thinking is, how do you think? Talking with words and the meanings and all this stuff that Rumi insisted that you should understand, that that meaning has nothing to do with that subject. Meaning is created by us, is understood by us, because we understand non-existence, we have imagination and all that. So, right at the beginning, he said, remember, even when the magic happens, and you are there, not because you were good, you were bad, but the policeman was following you, so you got lucky you're there. The first thing you should do is again to stop your brain, your ego, and that wanting to have. Here, everybody forgets. We are not going to the Garden of Beloved to have something. We are going there to give everything, to have nothing. This is how it works. But the brain doesn't work that way. So the guy, falling there, started to want something. Then is the worst part. The first part is the mistake. The worst part is the defense. Because your brain will bring excuses, defenses, blah, 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 blah. We are there, right? He said, your brain, no matter what, tries to explain something. We saw it with this Sufi. He came back home, the wife is cheating and defending. Sufi knows right from the beginning, but he's not supposed to get angry or do something bad. Because these Sufis, they are like teachers. They have to show the path. So he's caught. But she insists again and again and again, right? This is where we are. So, right at the beginning. Today, the paragraph we start, which is the title of the paragraph, is very interesting. The purpose for which we say this and that. Why we say God could listen? Why? Because God could hear? God? God needs to hear to what? To understand what I'm saying? If it is God, it should know what I'm saying, what I wanted to say even. He doesn't have the ears, does he? He doesn't have the eyes. But we say, yes, he does. Why? Because we are not describing what God is. Are we? Is it describable? Is it explainable with the language? We started with this, we talked about it, that there is no word. We just created word of God, and for Persian there's many, because we have Arabic, even Greek, no matter what, the different names, for whom? For that old man in the sky? We are making stories to teach you how to be good. Isn't this what we're doing? This is what this is all about. So, we tell you, God has ears. Means what? It means that whatever you are talking, you should be careful. Is this bad to tell someone to be careful? Because there is danger. We say, be careful. When you're thinking or talking, Haq is listening. When some big guy is listening to you, you talk differently, don't you? Suddenly now, even if your phone rings and the queen wants to talk to you, you stand up and talk. Right? This is why we say God is listening. Because we know if you think that you are being watched, you behave differently. So we say God is see, God will hear, all of that. Do not mix it with explanation. We are not explaining what God is. This is it. This is the purpose that we say that he has ears. Let's hear it. Who is volunteer? I believe you are. Because you are the first one who tried to pass it. That's how it happens.
The purpose for which God is called Sami and Basir. God has called himself Basir in order that his seeing you may at every moment be a deterrent.
You see, this is the meaning of he could see. He called him. This is why he called himself Basir. That I'm watching you. Doesn't mean I'm watching you. Means you are being watched. Be like that. When you are watched, you behave better. Period. Yes.
God has called himself Sami in order that you may close your lips from foul speech. God has called himself Alim in order that you may fear to meditate a wicked deed.
Exactly. When we say God has knowledge, means what? It's just stupid to talk about the knowledge of God. Knowledge of God should be unlimited and cover everything. Not even time, right? This is what it is. But for us, what is for us? Do you remember we talked about this for us? Right at the beginning of book 2. Do you remember? He started book 2 like this. First he said, let me tell you why it took a long time. Because going to the sky even doesn't do it. You have to return. Then the Masnavi starts to flower. So we are talking about returning and opening that door and becoming an eagle. Remember, the beginning was that. Then, remember, your enemy is the ego, because the ego hates the path. The third part of that long paragraph of book 2 said, you have a wrong picture of a human being. Your picture of a human being is based on Darwinism. You believe you are animals. That's how Satan was judging us, right? Satan thinks that we are bad, we are not good enough. Remember, we don't believe in that. We have another picture, which is Abraham. Why? Because he transformed. That transformation is the goal. So, we say he has a science, because even what you have in your mind is known to him. So you have even to control your mind from filthy stuff. Yes?
These are